Hope Alike It This Morning, your news talk and information station. Business Spotlight is what we are doing now, and Seniors Helping Seniors, Molly and Joe with me. And good morning. Thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Good morning, Ben.
I said, you guys are veterans at this, right? I mean, you've probably got your podcast and done a radio show. They're like, no. I was like, great. This is always fun. I said, so we'll talk about everything going on and how this all got started. It being clearly a family business, I'm assuming.
It is.
I guess, Molly, we'll start with you. Is how you guys got into this, but before we even get to that, what is Seniors Helping Seniors?
An in-home care service.
I love it. That easy, huh?
That easy.
So, what made you come about with this?
Well, I lost my mother to cancer when I was just a teenager, and I was able to survive that difficult time thanks to the outpouring of love and support we received from her friends in Auburn and all across Alabama, really. So when Joe and I moved back to Alabama 2 years ago, I decided to start a business for seniors to try to repay the favor as best I could. And when I asked around what is the greatest unmet need for seniors, I kept hearing that it's often difficult for seniors to find in-home care that they are pleased with. One main reason is a weak bond between the senior and the caregiver. So at Seniors Helping Seniors, we actually lay the perfect foundation for a strong bond because we hire caregivers who are themselves seniors. And then we go a step further with personality and interest and background matching. So we love our care model. It's like getting a little help from a friend.
Yeah, those of us that have dealt with this type of thing, and my mother had Alzheimer's, and so they had in-home care that they had to receive. Now, she wasn't very, you know, she couldn't communicate with them at the time, but my dad could, and I think that's a huge difference. Now, he loved the nurses that they do. They're in South Alabama, and they formed a bond. As a matter of fact, they came to the funeral whenever she passed, and so it was close. But that doesn't happen for everybody because we've heard, he had heard nightmare stories, and he, you know, he was one of the ones that said, not at our place. They're great. I mean, they would bring him. They understood that he couldn't get out very much, so they would bring him stuff to eat and bring him lunch and bring him, you know, snacks and sign for UPS packages when he was busy and that kind of thing. So, Joe, I ask is that, you know, Molly had mentioned when you came and you started asking around, are those kind of the same stories that you guys were hearing from people?
Yeah, Ben, very similar story. So one of the challenges is when you get a big generational gap between the caregiver and the, we call them a client, that it's hard for them to relate to each other, understand the needs, communicate sometimes with each other. So our model is we're typically hiring people 50 and over. We will hire some in their 40s, but we're looking for more experienced people who are closer in age to our clients so they can really understand the need and develop that bond, be able to talk about common interests. And it just is, it's helpful without a 40 or 50 year age gap.
Yeah.
So that's what we think makes us a little bit different.
When it comes to the folks that you're hiring and the people you're putting in these homes, I mean, is it more of a sit with them type deal, go to activities with them? Are they required to drive anywhere, or how does that work?
All the above.
Okay.
So we have two different types of care. It's companion care, which is more of the sitting, the maybe taking them shopping, that kind of stuff. And then we have personal care. So that gets into more really helping that person get through the day, that showering, toileting, all the things that are more difficult for people who are really struggling with mobility issues.
When you deal with folks, and it was different in our situation because my dad was still around, but are you talking more to the kids of the parents or the parents themselves whenever you guys are kind of making your pitch and visiting with these folks?
Well, again, I think both. You've got some people who are ready and thinking about their future and the care they're going to need. In other cases, they're maybe a little reluctant to it. So we're talking to their children and helping them understand what options they have, especially if they don't live in town. We get calls from people from out of town saying, my parent lives in your area, and we've got to have some help for them. So that's actually pretty common as well.
We're talking seniors helping seniors, and we're going to take a quick break and a commercial break, and Molly and Joe with us, and Business Spotlight, and how you can get involved. In a moment, we'll get how you can get in touch with them, and if you can go to site, if you can call them, and not just that, whether you need help or you need a job, and you're looking for a job, and you want to be a part of this, and you want to make a change and make a difference. So Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Back with more in a moment.
Talking about issues that matter to you, Auburn Opelika this morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Business Spotlight is what we're talking. Seniors helping seniors, and I don't know who wants to take this, but I teased it going in, how people get involved, whether they want to be a client or if they want to submit an application to be a part of the program.
So applications are submitted on our website.
Okay.
And our website is SHS, which stands for Seniors Helping Seniors, mm-hmm. East Central, mm-hmm. AL, which stands for Alabama,
yes.
.com.
Easy.
And that is also where you can go if you would like to sign up for care. So mm-hmm. either one.
Okay.
And then we also have our office number is 334-752-7070.
Mm. If I had to ask you, if you're standing in front of a group of people, your target person that you're looking for to help these seniors out, who would that be? If I know that Joe, you'd said you got some folks in their 40s, but I mean you're probably looking 50 plus for somebody to be able to help.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, any sort of, do they have to have any background doing this? Or because I know you mentioned personality before, Molly. I mean, it as long as they're willing to, especially when it comes to the sitting and the care and that kind of thing, I'm sure it's somebody that can get along with just about anybody.
Right. We're looking for willingness. We mm-hmm. don't need experience. We will train our
okay.
caregivers. As far as willingness goes, currently we need caregivers who are more willing to give personal care. That's a little harder to find, we've mm-hmm. learned. A lot of our clients need personal care,
yep.
and there's a lot of wonderful people who are happy to give companion care, but personal care involves more.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we don't need anyone with experience, just mm-hmm. a willing heart.
Yeah, that's awesome stuff. You talked about it being here when you came back a couple of years ago and finding the need for this community. Is that got a lot to do with this is kind of a retirement community? And so it seems to be getting, you got the best of both worlds. You got the young ones that do like me. You get done with Auburn, you just stay here. So you grow up
right.
here. Because I tell everybody I didn't grow up till after I got out of college, because that's when real life hit with wife and kids and everything else. but then they stay. And then those that, if they got done with school here or if they graduated high school here and they move off and they go, I want to move back home closer to mom and dad. So they end up coming back. So is that why there's such a need, because of this type of community?
I think so. There's 111,000 in our yeah. service area, people over 65. So mm-hmm. you look at that quantity of people, and that's a lot of it. People want to be here. People move away and come back. And this, not every part of the country is like that, but obviously this is a great place to live,
mm-hmm.
and people are going to come back. Parents want to come here and move if their children have moved here.
Yeah.
And so, yes, there's a lot of seniors in the East Alabama area that may need help.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that was a great attraction for us when we were looking at getting into this business.
Well, Joe mentioned the service area. What is the service area? I mean, I know it says East Central Alabama. So what is, in your definition, East Central Alabama? Because it also depends on who you ask on that question.
That's right.
Right. So it's 9 counties.
Oh.
We service Lee, Russell, Chambers, Tallapoosa, Macon, Elmore, Montgomery, Autauga, and Lowndes counties.
Okay. You're right. That sounds like more than 111,000. that's a big area. And again, this is the way you can get involved, is if you need help, go to the website. Or if you're a family member, as I said, Joe mentioned just a little bit earlier, I mean, it could be somebody that's, say, my age that maybe needs some help for their parent. Or it could be somebody that their kids are moved off and you finally have the self-realization of, I just can't do this anymore, and
yeah.
I need some help around the house, and or just somebody to, sit with and deal with some things. And again, that's the companionship portion. But again, there may be some other duties that come along with it. So, what's the website again?
SHS mm-hmm. East Central AL .com.
And the phone number one more time
is 334-752-7070. 7070.
Easy stuff. As let me get to the last break of the hour, so that way we cover that, and then we'll wrap things up. Here's Business Spotlight. Seniors helping seniors, and you guys can go to the website, find out more information, or call. They'll be more than happy to talk to you. You heard Molly say just a minute ago, that's a lot of counties are taken care of here in the East Central Alabama area. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. More in a moment, and we'll wrap things up.
Auburn Opelika's news talk and information station.
News talk. W-A-N-I.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We continue with the Business Spotlight. Seniors helping seniors is what we are discussing. And Molly and Joe with me. And there were a couple of things we talked about during the break, Molly. And Joe, you may want to take this. I'm not sure. But y'all had mentioned veteran services. And I think that's pretty appropriate. My dad falls in that category. I know he's in South Alabama, which... even though y'all cover nine counties, Covington's not one of them. But you guys are tied in with veterans as well.
Yeah, Ben, I'm a veteran as well as my dad. My dad's 95, living in upstate New York. He served in the Air Force. I did as well in the beginning of my career. We have a real heart, Molly and I, to serve veterans. And we are now qualified to serve the VA. Mm-hmm. We just recently got qualified. It's not easy to get that, but no. We did. And we can serve in all of our entire service area. So there's a lot of veterans. There's only 2% of veterans who actually take advantage of the benefits that they're eligible for. Most Agreed. People don't know. So if you're a veteran, we can definitely help you find out if you're qualified or not. There's certain requirements for it. But we can help you through that process to make sure that you get the benefits that you've earned, and mm-hmm. and we can help deliver those.
No, I think that's fantastic. And I think people need to take advantage of it. He didn't know. When he was dealing with my mother and their situation, and he finally, after she passed, had a chance to take care of himself on some issues, and they said, well, have you talked to the VA? Because with you serving in Vietnam, you probably have some benefits you're not aware of. Now he gets free hearing aids, which he never knew that he was able to get. And it's a underserved community. So the fact that I'm sure it was hard for you to get qualified, but if you are a veteran and you need the services, please check into it, because that 2% is real. My father fell in the 98% before he started taking advantage of it. And because right now we're looking at veterans' homes, and a lot of people don't know that when he gets into his 90s, he's looked at Alex City, I think Enterprise, and those are two closest. And I think that, you know, in a community like this with bases in Columbus and bases in Montgomery,
exactly.
You have a lot that retire here.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And as a matter of fact, in some cases, spouses also actually get coverage.
Exactly. And
yes, most people don't know that.
Had no idea whatsoever. So, Molly, before we get out of here, also respite care. You guys offer respite care as well?
We absolutely do, yes. Okay. That's something near and dear to my heart, just especially due to the alarming fact that 71% of the healthy spouses who are the home caregiver actually pass away before the unhealthy spouse they're caring for. And one reason is just being completely exhausted. Mm-hmm. And we believe that providing respite care helps to combat that awful rate of 71% death.
That is amazing. I mean, the stats and figures you guys are throwing out, those who don't know, it's kind of shocking to me, especially when people don't realize that, and then they go, well, I probably fall in that category. Mm-hmm. And so this is a way for you to take advantage of it and be a part of it, or be on the other side of it and be one of the people to help, if at all possible. So, Molly, I'm going to put you on the spot one more time. We've got to do that website one last time so folks know how to get involved, whether it's to be a helper or whether they have parents or themselves that need help.
Absolutely. SHSEastCentralAL.com.
And, of course, the phone number one more time?
334-752-7070.
I know you said it's been a couple of years, but and especially from New York, welcome to the South for the umpteenth time. As he ran down a history a little bit earlier. Louisiana's a little more South, but that's a different South than
that's
here.
That's right.
Sure.
That's right. I'm in the real South now.
That's right. You're in the real South now. And, welcome to, as they say, quote-unquote, God's country here. And a big thanks to Molly and Joe Robinson, the owners and proprietors for Seniors Helping Seniors. You heard where you can go as far as the website is concerned, or just Google Seniors Helping Seniors Auburn, Alabama, and it will pop right up for you. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. This is the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika this morning.